And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joined here this morning by Dr. Liz Sanchi. She's a professor of equine surgery in the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. Sanchi, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to have you on here today. We're going to be talking a little bit about some bone disorders here, including osteochondrosis, which I'm not too familiar with, but I know you are. And tell us a little bit more about what osteochondrosis is, first off.
So osteochondrosis is kind of an umbrella term that is used to cover developmental orthopedic disease of foals. You know, people spend a lot of time getting a mare in foal and then having a baby born, and it can be really distressing when they find that there's some orthopedic abnormalities. Typically with osteochondrosis, what you'll see is either extra fluid in the joint, which we call effusion, or sometimes lameness. And so I get asked to look at the horse or to review radiographs when either of those things are found.
Okay, and this typically appears early on then in horses?
Yeah, it varies a little bit, but usually you start to see signs after weaning up until, say, their two-year-old year. The most common locations that we find osteochondrosis is the stifle, but it can affect any joint.
All right. What are the typical symptoms that horses will display if they have osteochondrosis?
So, yeah, that's when people will see a puffy joint, so extra fluid in the joint, or sometimes they'll see a lameness. Lameness can be quite variable, and it depends on how big the injury is and how where it is in the joint. But fluid, extra fluid in the joint is a very common sign, and it can be in both of them. So typically horses can be affected what we call bilaterally, so in both legs, but in the same joint.
Gotcha. And this can be, on a scale 1 to 10, how painful is this for horses?
Middle. They're very rarely, like, lame at the walk, but people will see them trotting, you know, and they'll be giving the leg just a little bit. Yeah.
All right. Obviously, if it persists for a long time, treatment's probably advised.
If you see a horse that has either a lameness or a filling in the joint, is, you know, if it doesn't go away in the first week or so, is to have your veterinarian come out and have a look. Oftentimes, the next step is to take some x-rays of the joint to get an idea of, you know, what's going on. And that's often the point where I get involved, which is to help evaluate the radiographs and develop a treatment plan. The good news for treatment for these young horses is they have such a tremendous ability to heal things that often reducing exercise and a little bit of anti-inflammatories can go a long way into helping these lesions heal. But occasionally that's insufficient, and then, you know, surgical treatments are required.
I see. And you guys perform those there at the College of Veterinary Medicine?
We do. Yeah, we do.
Okay. I'm looking here. I have a handout that I printed off this morning, and it says that there is no known cause of this, but I'm sure there's research going into maybe what's causing osteochondrosis.
Yeah, that's the problem with osteochondrosis. It's kind, as I said, it's kind of an umbrella term, and so it covers a lot of conditions that maybe aren't related. But through the course of my career, which is, you know, closing down on 40 years now, you know, we've gone through genetics and nutrition and trauma and just a bunch of different causes that can cause osteochondrosis. My feeling is that most of them are traumatic, and that may have a genetic, component based on, you know, body weight, rapid growth, those sort of things. But that most of them occur as a result of trauma. Yeah. Okay. And that's just horses running around the field. It's not like anything necessarily bad happened. Just kind of bad luck.
Yep. Oh. And unfortunately, you know, with horses, you know, the leg injuries, that's pretty devastating for any horse. And so you want to get on top of that as soon as you can.
They can be performance limiting, that's for sure. Absolutely.
Yep. So as far as this... disease is concerned, what is the outlook going forward?
Well, I mean, we've made a fair amount of progress in the last few years to better describe the microscopic occurrence or appearance of the lesion. And also over the last 20 years, you know, initially people were pretty aggressive with some of their surgical treatments. And at least in my mind and with some other colleagues, we've kind of backed off on that and sort of let the young horses heal on their own, if at all possible, and then surgically intervene when it looks like they're not going to get the job done. And so from my perspective, that's probably the greatest advances that we've made in the last few years, which is, and it's, a lot of it's based on the fact that now we have really good digital radiography. Before we had just plain films and their detail wasn't as good as we would like. And now most equine veterinarians will have digital radiographs, which can be a little pricey for clients, but boy, you certainly get paid back in the quality of the images that you get. And so we've learned a lot about the pathology and pathogenesis of the disease based on those digital radiographs.
You know, we're speaking with Dr. Liz Sanchi here from K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. She's a professor in equine surgery. I might ask real quick how that's being conducted right now here during all the adjustments we've had to make the last few months.
How K-State is doing in general or about this commission?
About this commission as far as, you know, doing surgeries and such for the horses.
So, yeah, I mean, we're still doing surgeries at the hospital. We have sort of a limited contact you know, we have students that we're responsible for, so typically clients are not coming into the hospital. Most of our communication is done either with the clinician face-to-face or over the telephone, but we're still able to get the job done, so it's just a little bit weird for everybody, like everything is weird these days.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a caller here who has a question or a concern. Let's get to them. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Speaking of horse nutrition, just like human nutrition, I'm guilty of giving the horses the sugar cubes as a treat. Have you seen any of the evidence of that rheumatoid in wild Mustangs? Or the second thing, explain to us about, on their nutrition, the chewing about floating the teeth. Thank you.
I'm not familiar with Mustangs per se, except to say that they're pretty tough horses and they don't get a lot of osteochondrosis. But one of the things that we do think that is related to osteochondrosis is fast growth and the feeding of high concentrates. So just like with your dog, a couple of treats, a few treats a day is not a big deal, but you want to be very cautious about feeding high levels of concentrates, you know, like Capnan and those sort of things, to growing horses. They don't need it, and it can get you into some trouble.
And obviously, you know, feeding, I imagine, goes a long way as far as, you know, for bone density and such. What are some good options if you have a horse? Should you change your diet if they are experiencing some sort of bone disease?
I'm not a big believer in fooling much with the feed. Mm-hmm. I think that if you've got a good quality grass hay, a modest concentrate, that's sufficient. There are lots and lots of supplements that are out there, which I think probably do more to empty your pocketbook than help your horse out. So for the most part, I think if you're feeding a good quality forage and concentrate, you're fine. I did want to answer the guy's second question, which was about the teeth thing. You know, floating teeth is an important part of handling older horses, making sure that they're able to adequately use up their feed, you know, chew it up and swallow it. It tends to be less of an issue with young horses, for sure.
All right. 916 here at News Radio KMN. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk crooked legs next here on In Focus, News Radio KMN.